Yesterday we started the sugya of the bakbuk. So the bakbuk, the sugya of the bottle being broken by Yirmiyah. Maybe just know the sweet of sukkim very quickly, and then we'll go right into the radak. We're up to the radak. Okay, so let's just go very again. Part perik the test pasuk aleph ul chazar kolamar Hashem holach v'konisa bakbuk yitzer chores. Yirmiyah, I want you to go into the store. I want you to buy a container. An earthenware container, a container that has been created, been fashioned by a potter. And, number two, I want you to take with you the Ziknei Ha'am, bring with you the Ziknei Ha'am, and the Ziknei HaKoyanim, they shall come to you. And you shall go specifically to the valley of Ven Hinnom, the place where they used to worship the idol called Molech. They would sacrifice their, they would burn their children to Avodah Zarah. Asher Pesach Shar HaCharsis, that is by the gate of the, called the gate of the Charsis. If you look at Rashi and the Mesudos, that is the place where people would throw their garbage. Their broken shards would be thrown and deposited in this location. And I want you there to make the following announcement. I want you to hold in your hand this container, this brand new earthenware utensil. I want you to make the following statement. The Amarta and say as follows. I'm going to bring evil upon this location, this area, this city. I shall call Shemot Salma Ozma. Anyone that will hear what will happen to this city, this beautiful, holy city of Yerushalayim, their ears will ring like the cymbals, they will vibrate. It's really hard to translate these words. Their ears will vibrate. They'll what?
No, but we understand what ringing in the ears means.
But what does it mean in this context? What does it mean in this context?
It means that the shock, the impact,
of the breaking of the community. No, I think the Kol Shema is an expression. Titzalma Oznaf. It's an expression that the horror will reverberate. I'll see with that. Yan, because why am I going to bring these horrors upon the city? Yan Asher Azavuni. They have abandoned me. Vayinaku Es Hamokam Azed. They have made this city into a strange place. I have become estranged from this city. This used to be my primary residence. And now, due to their sins, I no longer feel comfortable residing my Shechina in Yerushalayim. They have offered incense to strange gods. Asher lo yidu'um heima va'avoy sehem u'malcha Yehuda, three different groups, they, their forefathers, the kings, u'malu asmak mazedam nikiyim, and furthermore, they have a guilty of murder. They have offered their children as human sacrifices. They have erected the altars of the Baal. And notice we did mention this yesterday that it does not speak about Moilich, which we would expect when we focus on the gay then Hinnom, Gehenim, but rather focuses on Baal. Listref es b'nehem bo'esh oilois la'bo'al asher le'tzivisi lo'ibatik lo'ol salib. And we conclude yesterday with the beautiful medrash that Hashem says, even though you'll search back in history and you'll see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacted to three different human sacrifices, Nesha Melech Moav, because he offered a human sacrifice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very, there was a kitreg on Klal Yisrael, and Yiftach Agiladi, and Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Hashem says, like Sidisi, I never committed Nesha, Lodi Barti, I never spoke to Yiftach, and Vloy Olsa Alibi, I never told Avram, I never had a Hava meaning that Yitzchak should be offered as a sacrifice, but rather it was Ha'aleu Vloy Zidchei. Okay, so this is what we learned yesterday, and that we learned yesterday, Rashi, and we now to run to the Radak. Koyamar Hashem Radak. Bakbuk Yitzer Choros. Chores. I want you to purchase the Konisa. I want you to purchase a container. Who paid for it? He didn't steal it. What?
God's credit card.
God's credit card. Interesting. You hear me how to pay? He had to pay his own. What happened?
Yep.
He had to pay his own money? He had to pay his own out of own pocket? Interesting. Did he have an account? An account? So everything came out of his own pocket. Okay. Let's see. Yaitzer Chores. T Tikneh Habakbuk from a potter. I instruct you to purchase the bakbuk. Yesh bakbuk me'etz or mizchuches, because the word bakbuk is a generic term. It could mean glass. It could mean wood, or mishar matochos or metal. Therefore, make sure you buy an earthenware.
It's like another one of those onomatopoeia words.
Yeah.
You ever take a bottle, turn it upside down and pour it.
Buk, 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 buk. So the sound it makes, interesting. Okay, you want to suggest that's why it's called a bakbuk. Interesting. Okay. V'yonis and tergim ha-pach, pa-pach, tergim ha-pach, ham-milos. Hofech ha-milos. You have to translate the words backwards. V'tergim delua dechasaf pachar, which means delua. I'm not sure what this means. Konisa bakbuk yotzer chores. So he's translating the words bakbuk yotzer chores. Delua dechasof pochar. The chasarn hamem yimse kamoyu el chonon ben dodo beis lochem kamoyu beis lochem. Okay, I don't know what this means.
He doesn't discuss it here.
I don't know what it means to turn the words the milos hofuch to turn bakbuk. I don't know. Let's leave it for now. Umizikne ha'am, umizikne akoyanim, perush toilich imcha azakenim kedil hashmiyam hanavua ulashaber leinem habakbuk. Bring with you the zakenim in order they should hear the prophecy.
What he's saying is he's defining what this means. The dung gate, the garbage gate.
Oh, the garbage. He's referring to the gate, the shar hacharsus, but we didn't get up to that. That's later. That's later. The chisaron hamem. No, that's yimsa kamol. That's the, so the which mem is referring to? The mem of what? The mem of the chores. I'm not sure how this what he's putting. I don't know. Let's leave it for now. Take with you the zikne ha'am and the zikne ha'koyanim perish toilich imcha ha'zakenim kudeich ha'shmiyam ha'nevuah ul'shaber le'neim ha'bakbuk. They should visual presentation. I want the zikenim to see the bakbuk shattered.
The mem umi zikne ha'am umi zikne ha'koyanim. That's where he says it's an extra mem. Probably the second one.
Oh, the mem is yeah, but it's going back on.
Sorry. Uzikneh
ha'am v'hakohanim, it could have said. Uzikneh ha'am uzikneh ha'koyhanim.
I don't know. Just guess.
The konisa v'akvuk yotzer chores. That's one thing.
That's the other way around.
It should say v'yotzer chores.
Right. That's what it means.
Miyotzer chores. Okay, that's what he means to say. Go buy a container from a person who fashions pottery. Miyotzer chores. Okay, very good. And what is the first part? What does the first part? V'tirgim delua dechasof pochar. What does that mean? A delua.
A delua was probably a container.
And what's dechasof? Pochar. That was created by a yoitzer, by a potter, maybe. All right, let's
the words that are in.
Yeah.
Not dilua.
What?
Look in the Targum. Dilua, not
dilua.
Dilua. That's what we have in the Radak, but the Radak is quoting the
Targum.
The Targum says
it's
zilua.
Zion.
I don't know if that helps.
You know the difference.
All right, I don't know. Okay, let's go further. There's a missing word in the pasuk that you should bring with you, because if you read the pasuk literally, it's not clear what is it. How do you, the translation does not flow well. The zikne ha'am, zikne ha'koyhanim, it means that bring with you. Don't go to the store alone. Don't go to the gate, the shar ha'charsis alone. Rather, you should bring with you these people in order so that they should hear the nevuah, the shaber, leneim ha'bakbuk, and break in front of their eyes the bakbuk. It should be a sign. Like it says later on in Pasuk Yud, we didn't get to that yet, is that after you make this announcement, then you should shatter the container in front of their eyes. The chayin tirgim and the son visidbar means to bring to accompany imach with you misavi amla from the elders from the zakenim. The aparsham of eres. This section does not need much explanation. It's self understood. Zulasi maat mimena shetzricha beur. There are a few points which need explanation, which I will fill in. But the psukim here are very straightforward. Okay, pasuk beis.
I think what the targum actually means.
Sizben zelua. Zelua
is the translation.
To buy. Sizben
is to buy. Zelua, a back book.
Back book.
Techasav pechora, I think, means that the ma'ios are chores.
The creator that has been crafted by. So what does it mean, hafuch? What does it mean that the milos hafuch? The words should be. The Yonasam tirgame, hipuchamilos. The tirgum zelua, to buy. The chasav pochar. To buy a container that has been fashioned by a craftsman, by a potter. Okay, whatever it is.
The way I see it, in terms of what Malvim says, he says, you know, when you, let's say you make something and it's good or whatever it is, or something is wrong with it, you smash it and put all the ingredients back in and redo it with the same ingredients.
But so it's not going to work in this case.
Why? He said you take them, in other words, break it, smash it in front of them. That's what Klal Yisrael, God is doing to Klal Yisrael. He's going to break it and just re-put it back in the mix and it comes out again.
But this is what we discussed yesterday. This is a complement or a sequel to what we learned in the previous parak, where he was told to go to the Yoitza when the raw material was still moist. Then when the mold or when the chomer was ruined, the nishchas hakli, being that it was still wet, the yoitze was able to refashion it into a new utensil. But in this situation, it's hopeless because once it's been dried in the furnace and it's shattered, there's nothing you can do to repair it. There's no way you can go back. So in the past, Perek Hashem was telling Yirmiyahu.
But you melt it down. You could.
Not the pottery. Only glass, and metal. That's exactly the point. In the past, Perek Hashem was saying there's still hope. Right now, Klal Yisrael is still wet clay. But now it's going to be coming to a point where it's too late. Okay, next.
One thing. The question was about word order, right?
Yes.
Right. So the last part, the Knei, along with the Knei HaKohanim, is left hanging there at the end of the sentence.
Okay.
Because it's saying, go and take with you the elders and buy this book. That clause shouldn't be at the end of the sentence. So in order to make it work, it has to be moved up.
So what he says that this is implied in the Targum. Look at the words.
Okay.
So that's the thing. He explains the words in the reverse order. But look at the Targum. Kindan now. Omar Hashem li. Hashem said to me. So said Hashem to me. Ezel go the sizboin and purchase zilua, a utensil, a bakbuk.
Right.
The chasaf that has been fashioned by Pechor, a potter, the Sidbar Imach, and bring with you, accompany with you, Misavei Amah, the elders, Umisavei Kahanaya.
That should be at the beginning. Take the elders and Kahanim and get yourself.
That's what I said.
Put it in the beginning.
He's not saying that.
So he's not saying that, but in order to retain the word order, he added a word in between. And he says again, and take
the Sidbar. So what's the word that he had injected? The Sidbar. That's the actual word, the Sidbar Imach, because that does not appear in the Pasuk.
Right.
Okay, so the Targum is explaining the difficulty in this Pasuk by injecting two words, the Sidbar Imach, and bring with you, they shall accompany you, the elders, when you go and you purchase this container and you break it. Okay, next. Now we go to Pasuk Beis in the Radak, Asher Pesach Shar Hachar Sis. I want you to go specifically to this gate. This gate is Mishar Hacharsis Yoitzim Legei Ven Hinom. Because from this gate is where you exit to the valley of Ven Hinom. That's on the way. Kilta, this gate is right in front of the place called Kilkilta. What is Kilkilta? The Kilkilta Hubra Divrabi Rabusin Zahal Navrachim Ashba. The word Kilkilta is a translation for a garbage dump. And the Shar HaKharsis, this gate, will lead you to the garbage dump. Uladati Hua Shar Haniska Sefer Ezra, the Shar Ho Ashbois. In Nehemiah, we had this in the Mitzubas as well. He said exactly the same thing. There's a gate called the Shar HaAshbos, and he described there the building of the wall of Yerushalayim. It made mention of the gate called the Shar HaAshbos. Rabbi Sein and Scharim Levracha Perishu Shushar Mishare Ho Azara Shushar Mizrachi. It's the eastern gate of the Azara. The Amru Shiva Shemus Nikru Lo. This gate has seven names. Shar Sur. Why is it called Sur? Because when a Kohen was Tamei, this was the gate he was told to exit. It was the closest gate, where there was a tunnel. There was some type, when a Kohen became a Balkari in the base of Hamikdash.
Anybody became Tamei
would have to exit this gate. Exactly. Because if you go through the regular front gate, then you would meet people coming in.
Well, no, but it's Derech Arucha, that's the point.
Right.
You wanted to be Derech Hitzara.
I'm not so sure it's Derech Hitzara. You look at the pictures, the diagrams. I never learned to meet
neither.
It must be Derech Hitzara because the Tamei had to go out Derech Hitzara.
Okay, fine.
It's not what's Shara Ashbos today. This is from the base of Migdash. It's from the base of
Migdash. This is the Har Habayah. This is the Azara. This is Mamash the Azari thing. It's saying.
This was before Hurda, right?
No, this is the Azara. This is not. Right.
I have a note on that.
Yeah.
It says, according to Yerushalmi, that is the gate to the Israelite courts in the temple. It is some distance from the Ben Hinnom Valley, especially if it is the gate of the Israelite courts. In This is Jerusalem by Menashe Har El, he states that the gate known today as the Dung Gate is not the Dung Gate of biblical times, which was at the southern tip of the Cheesemongers Valley.
So he's saying that the gate is a gate for the city of Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim, and then there is a gate of the Azara. So the Radak says both interpretations. First he says, the Masuda says that this is what it refers to in Sefer Yirmiyah. Sefer in Ezra. In Ezra Nehemiah, there it says it's the gate. That passage there is referring to the wall of Yerushalayim. And here the Radak is saying that's one interpretation, but there's another interpretation that's referring to one of the gates of the Azara. The Azara is the actual Beis HaMikdash itself. Mm-hmm. So he's providing us here with two interpretations. This Shar HaAshba, is this gate a gate of the wall of Yerushalayim, which outside Yerushalayim you right away come to the gate, the valley of Ben Hinnom? Or no, this is a gate in the Beis HaMikdash itself, leading you to the Har HaBayis. It's the gate of the Azara. And the reason why we're calling it the gate Ben Hinnom is because after you'll go out this gate, you'll travel along the way, you'll eventually hit the gay Ben Hinnom. But he indeed is providing us with two very different interpretations. This is what Rabbi Seinu Zichron Levracha Perishu. It's not the gate of the wall of Yerushalayim like we find in Sefer Nehemiah, but rather it's the gate of one of the gates of the Azara. Shushar Misha'arei HaAzara. Shushar Mizrachi. It's the eastern gate. Now the eastern gate, no, that's what we call Shar Nikinar. We call that Shar Nikinar. Here it's calling it Shar HaKharsis. So either it was more than one gate, because I mean, why should we be calling it Shar? Maybe once that Shar Nikanor was only named Shar Nikanor in the Bayis Sheni, mm-hmm. not in the Bayis Rishon, because he donated these beautiful gates during the time of the Bayis Sheni, not during the time of the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Rishon was saying that the eastern gate, which had the 15 steps, which led to the Ezras Yisrael, Ezras Noshen. That was called the Ezras Noshen, the eastern gate. But that, we know that there were really three gates. There was the center gate, and there were two pishpishim, two different side gates flanking the center gate. And it could very well be there were more gates along the side. There were more gates. Okay, but in any event, he does indeed say that this is the eastern gate of the Azara, and that would seemingly, in our minds, would associate the east gate with Shar Nikanor. Okay, let's see further. Which by the Kaisel, you know, if you go to the Kaisel, we're on the completely opposite end. When you go to the Kotel HaMaravi, the Kotel HaMaravi is along the back wall of the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, but all those walls came in hundreds of years later.
Those are the walls of the Har HaBayis. Those walls are the walls of the Har HaBayis. But inside the Har HaBayis, if you were to go on Temple Mount in that direction, you would encounter the back of the Beis HaMikdash. If you want to go to the area, the back of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, if you would want to go in the way which the common way which people went, it was completely on the opposite side. The Shar Nikinor was the opposite direction. So it's called seven names. One is called Shar Sur, to turn away. Shasham Hayu Tameim Parshim, if someone was Tamei, this was the gate they were told to exit. Hadohu Dechsiv Suru Tamei, turn away. It's also called the Sha'ar HaYisoy, the foundation. Why? Shasham Hayu Miyastim Halacha, because that's where the Sanhedrin sat. In some of the pictures, they show there's the Lishkas HaGoz. The Lishkas HaGoz was really on the inside, but there was a Sanhedrin Ketana. There was a Sanhedrin Ketana that was situated in the picture books. It says this in the Mishnah, first Mishnah, Masechta Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin Ketana was situated on the Har HaBayis, on the east side. On the east side. That's one of my favorite verloch on the kinnas. In the kinnas, it says in the kinnah of Titus, they woke up in the morning and they were missing 93 kalim. What are the 93 kalim? So it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. It's a gemara. The
70 and the 23.
Right, there are 93 utensils, but it says already the utensil missing. So it wants to say the combination of the Sanhedrin Gedol and Sanhedrin Ketana, which is the grand total of 93 people who sat in the Sanhedrin. Okay, Shar HaYisoy Shasham Hayu Miyastim Halacha. Next. Shar HaCharsis. The eastern gate was called the Charsis. Shuhu Mechuvin Kneged Zrichas HaChama. So he's explaining us why it means Charsis. Cheres is Shema, is another word for the sun. The Cheres, that's very common in Chazal. Cheres, why is Cheres?
Charsa.
Charsa?
Yeah.
It's somehow that word is used in reference to the sun.
Because clay is red.
Clay is red, raw clay is red when it rises and sets. And he explains over here, ha'ahichma detema, ha'imer lacheres v'lo yizrach. The one, ha'imer lacheres, the one that says to the sun, v'lo yizrach, and it does not rise. That's Iyov, and that passage from the context of the rising of the sun, it refers to the sun. Hashem, if he so wishes, can make a statement, to make a command to the sun should not rise, as indeed there were times in history when the sun went backwards, or Daim, Shemesh, Givain, Daim. The Shemesh and Givain by Yeshua, when Yeshua conquered the 31 kings, the Shemesh stopped in midday. Ha'imer lacheres v'lo yizrach. Shar ha'eson, eson, shu meshamesh kinisa, means to go. Esoi means lashon of yeosu. Yeosu means to come, and therefore shuv mishamish kinisa v'yitzir. Eson means to arrive, to
or
enter.
An entrance.
Eson. The esohu chol of decha. All will come to serve you. Esoyu. Here's the same word. Shuv mishamish kinisa v'yitzir. V'shar hituch. V'shar atoch shu mamutza ben shnei sh'orim. It was flanked by two other entrances. So hashar atoch, it was the middle one of two smaller entrances. Shar chodosh, another name. Shasham chodshu soifrim es halacha. That sounds similar to the previous example of shar yisoid, where they would establish the halacha. But here it says Shar Chodosh Shon Chodshun Soifrim Es Halacha. They renewed the halacha. What does it mean? They renewed the halacha. Shechodshun Soifrim Es Halacha. Okay, whatever that means. Shar Ha'elyon Shulamayla Me Ezras Yisrael. This is the gate that is above, on the outer side of the Ezras Yisrael. The first 11 amos of the Azara was the Ezras Yisrael. Everything behind that was, outside that gate, was the Ezras Noshim. It was only really known as the Ezras Noshim in the time of the Bayesheni. During the time of the Bayesheni, it was not immediately the Ezras Noshim, because the women originally, they would congregate outside that area. and the men would congregate inside. It was only later when they switched and they put the women inside, or they put the women on top. But that this was really the place where they sold all of the korbanos. Anyone who wanted to buy a korban, prepared to bring a korban, he would buy the tickets here, and they would get the flour, the oil, and get the tickets for the animal. It was all done in this area that was outside of the Azara, what we call today the Ezras Noshim. Then he goes on to point out some grammar. It says, so if we have over here a total of seven names. A very interesting guy. I don't recall in my extremely limited knowledge anywhere that they have such a nice collection of names. When you learn Masechet Nidos and Masechet Tamid.
Yerushalmi and Eruvin, right?
So Yerushalmi, it says?
Yerushalmi and Eruvin, Lamed Gimel.
Where do you see that? In your edition it says that?
No, I see this on Rabbi Google.
Right, Google these seven names.
Yeah, no, this whole Gemara,
these seven names.
Sheva
Shemers. Okay, because it's not in the Bavli, because Kedai to learn Yerushalmi.
It's also in the Pachad Yitzchak.
Pachad Yitzchak, which Pachad Yitzchak? Not all the Pachad Yitzchak, the dictionary Pachad Yitzchak.
Who wrote that other Pachad Yitzchak?
Kadmain, a Rishon, someone from 700 years ago. He wrote it like as a dictionary. It was a dictionary, so it's like the Oruch. The Oruch is a dictionary, an ancient dictionary. It's also the Sefer called Pachad Yitzchak.
So if somebody named this Sefer, is it appropriate for somebody else to name this Sefer the same as
copyrighted?
That's a tough call, because I mean, you know, a lot of times when it's very bizarre. Every time someone quotes this Sefer called the Pachad Yitzchak from the Kadmon, they always, without exception, apologize. I'm referring to the Pachad Yitzchak written by so-and-so 700 years ago, and not Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, who lived only 40 years ago.
Because they'll accuse you of, but there's no such thing in there.
So it's like very strange that Rav Kuttner, did he envision that every time someone's going to have to quote the other Pachad Yitzchak, they're going to have to apologize? So that touches upon, like, you know, it's not, you know, it's where do you draw the line?
That he was aware of the other?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Not right. I mean, it's not a given.
I think it's a pretty... those who people know. People in the know this Sefer called Pachad Yitzchak.
It has to do with the morale and
so forth. This doesn't do the morale. So where do you draw the line? That's interesting. Very interesting. I mean, you run out of names. You run out of... people like to have a Sefer that they can associate with their name. So
they're with their own name.
So, I mean, no one's going to call this Mishnah Berurah the Mishnah Berurah, right? No one's going to...
Is there a Sefer Akedas Yitzchak? It must be.
There are a few of them. I had such an incident. I told you this story. I had such an incident where a person, my great-grandfather wrote a very popular set of Sfarim on Chumash called Hodrash V'Ho'ion. So, Hodrash V'Ho'ion. And people know about this Sefer. It's a popular Sefer. So someone came along recently, and wrote a sefer, Hadrash V'Ho'ion. So I challenged him. I went to him. I happened to meet him, and I said to him, I was afraid of him. He's a very big Talmud Chacham, so I'm not going to go start with him. But I just wanted to let him know there's someone keeping records. There's someone watching. So he just brushed me off. I still don't know if he knew that I was trying to say, you know, it's not right. Don't want to say
it's
not right.
Supple.
What?
You were too supple.
He's like, I could be right away chap what I was saying. He right away was, oh, the Hadrash Ion, such a wonderful sefer, and he started saying all these nice things. It could be like he right away figured out what I was trying to say. Like, you know, it's not nice.
Sometimes it is nice, because if people don't know the first one, they hear the second one, they run across the first one.
Yeah. He can do whatever he wants. Right. What's interesting, though, was he never put out a second album. this was supposed to be a series of many, 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 many volumes. He ran out of steam. It doesn't matter. I mean, easy for me to say, right? It's not always safer, but...
Too much scratch, not enough
Ion. No, that, my grandfather's safer. It's 90% Ion. It's about 90, I would say it's 90% Ion and only 10% drash. All right, whatever it is, good point, good point. Where do you draw the line? Is there a copyright? There are no copyrights on these things, a lot of these things. So just a question. No one's today, like no one today in their right mind would put out a sefer called Igros Moshe.
Right.
You gotta be out of your mind. You gotta mamash be missing screws to go put out a sefer on halacha called Igros Moshe. There's only one Igros Moshe, okay? No one's gonna put out halacha, a mishnas halacha from Rav Nasha Klein. No one's gonna do that. You gotta be out of your mind. Tzitz Eliezer. Who would do this thing? You put out a sefer Tzitz Eliezer. There's only one Tzitz Eliezer. Things like that. So on the other hand, there are Sfarim, which, you know, not everyone ever heard of. Not everyone's on the league of...
Wasn't there two Ramchals?
No, not that I know of.
There was a Lutzato in the 1800s. Was it more modern?
Another Ramchal. I don't know.
Right?
Let's go further. No one's going to put out a sefer in Mesilas Yesharim today. It's just not going to happen. Shari, Tshuva, Chavis HaLevavim, it's just not going to happen, no matter what.
So, I'm going to change the subject for a second. When years ago, when Arafat wanted to split Yerushalayim, and he wanted to make as his capital the area called Abu Dis, which I believe is the site of Gay Ben Hinnom, which I would thought was kind of appropriate.
How about this is another site?
Yeah. I had read that that's where it's located, so that's a good place for it.
Okay, let's go further. Now we have some grammar. Hachar sis bevav. There is a kri v'chsev. Hachar sis, hachar sus. There is a vav between the samach and the tav, yet we read with the yud, bevav, ksiv, v'kar, b'yud, hachar, sis, v'echru, it's the same thing. Asher adabar elecha. Okay, I will speak to you. Adbaram shani medabar ato elecha. The words which I speak now to you, v'heim min v'yamarta, and v'haseich nesochim v'luchim achirim, pasik yud gimel. So we're really in the middle. We stop at the end of pasik vav, but we are really in the middle of a long speech. Titzalna oznav. Anyone that hears what will happen to you, Yerushalayim, their ears will ring. Inyan tnuas har asha. It means the shaking that comes from terror. V'hu mibinyan nifal. It's nifal. It's something which is the passive form. V'nemar ze haloshim b'yoznaim uvis fosayim, ears and lips. K'mo l'kolut salalus fosay, due to the sound my lips salalu. They rang, the same exact thing. My lips they shook. That's really what it means. It means the ears are shaking. When my ears hear such horror, my ears shake. Likewise, we use the same expression with regard to the lips. When my lips, when they hear such a thing, my lips begin to shake due to the terror. Pasuk Dalid Vayinaku. What is the sin that they have committed? They have made this place strange from Hashem. K'mo shekasev Elokei Nechar Aretz, the gods, the foreign gods. Kilo yispel hamokam ahu akum. This area Yerushalayim does not tolerate avodah zarah, and once there is avodah zarah, Kodesh Baruch Hu leaves. So Hashem says, this city is strange to me. I don't know anything. I don't know what this place looks like because I have left due to the avodah zarah. Asher lo tzivisi perashtiv beparashas gozini zirich. Cut off your beautiful hair. V'yoynasam tirgame dulof fakedis. That parash, they have the similar ideas. The law of Akedis be a raisid, the law shall shilachis beyad avde neviyaya, the law ra'avo kodomai. I did not command you to offer human sacrifices. I did not command it in the Torah. I did not command it through a Navi, and it never entered my mind. Okay, it's not explicit in the Chumash. It's not worthy of, not in the Navi, and it's not even a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Very interesting how the Radak explains, the Targum explains the idea of human sacrifices. You're not going to find it committed in the Torah. You're not going to find it in the Navi.
Well, it's Yitzchak, but we say not.
Right. Also, haleyu v'loy hakriveyu. Only bring him up. And it's not, it never came up before my mind. From this we can learn the opposite, that in the Torah, everything in the Torah, everything that's the Ritzoyin Hashem, the will of Hashem, can be found in one of three locations. Either it's explicit in the Pasuk, in the Chumash, or if it's not in the Chumash, in the Chumash Torah, you can find it in the Nevi'im. The words in the Nevi'im are required. And then there are things that you're not going to find in the Torah down in the Nevi'im, but yet it's Hashem's will. It's the Ritzoyin Hashem. How do you know? We have a Messiah. Halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. We can figure out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Hashem's will. Not everything the person wants, that Hashem wants in the person, is expressed in words. Sometimes you have to sense what a person really wants. And the Hashem is saying, this was never explicit, not Chumash Navi, and not my Ratzon. Megan, now we can learn the inverse, is that things that Hashem does want, there are times when you're not going to find it, but we have to figure out that Hashem indeed wants these things from us. Okay, let's now go to...
As far as Halacha is concerned, it's either the Raisa or it's Halacha Mishinai, the Nevi'im couldn't really do anything.
What do you mean?
He couldn't change Halacha.
Nothing can change law, but not everything that we are required to do is written down anywhere. For example, all the laws of tefillin, that's one of the best examples. All the details.
That's halacha moshe mi-Sinai.
Halacha moshe mi-Sinai.
Yeah, but this middle thing of the Nevi'im,
Nevi'im. Yeah. But there are many things that we learn from Nevi'im that are not in the Torah. That it says it's a pasuk in Navi, this is the Bakar for. I'll give you an example. This example is a fascinating thing. It says here in the article, it's an amazing thing is that by the wedding we have the custom to break an earthenware utensil by the Tanoim. And under the chuppah we break a glass. Now, question, why by the Tanoim do you break an earthen utensil? Why by the chuppah glass? But at least by the Tanoim you break an earthen utensil. Some suggest, he quotes us here in the footnotes, because this is not the derech of the article, to quote these type of things, very shot oriented, is the makar for breaking an earthenware utensil is this sugya, is this perek yutes in Yirmiya. Because Yirmiya was told to take a backbook, yoitzer chores, and to break it, to symbolize that Yerushalayim will be destroyed. So every time we want to refer to the churban of Yerushalayim, we do the same thing.
We actually put it on the chuppah more than we do by the tonight.
But the chuppah, it's not a perfect example because there is glass.
I know, but that's when you
right. We primarily focus on the churban imesh rechech Yerushalayim tishach yimidi under the chuppah, and by the tonight, We don't really pay much attention. What exactly is the purpose? Just like we know the most common interpretation is, just like the cheres cannot be restored, so to the engagement is final. You break the cheres after you sign the tenoyim. The tenoyim is the engagement. As we always say, once you sign the tenoyim, there's no way out. It's better to get married and divorced than preferred to get married and divorced than to break an engagement. Because once the tenoyim, that's why many people, they don't do tenoyim today. They don't do tenoyim because they don't want
it at the chasana.
They do it at the chasana when the gap between the tenoyim and the marriage is only
2 minutes.
So then there's no harm done because it's not likely anything's going to happen during these 5 minutes. But it's a very frightening concept of a broken tradition when the tenoyim indeed is signed. And the common reason is, just like this tenoyim has been signed, there's a formal agreement to get married, there's no way out. Just like the cheres, the earthenware utensil, cannot be repaired no matter how hard you try. That's the common explanation why you break the cheres. But here it says that there's another reason, that it's a very big simcha, that an engagement has been finalized. And we have a great simcha. You have to remember, im lo yale es yirush shamal rosh simcha si. It's probably bigger simcha, the engagement, than the marriage. Okay, and you hear this from people. People say this is that the greatest time of simcha in a person's life is when he gets engaged, because the time of engagement, it's all good. It's all good. The wedding, already is called Kolksuba She'ema Tigra. The wedding already, there are problems. Who's going to pay the bills? What's going to be tomorrow? It's already a different folk. Reality sets in. What?
Forward drive.
Reality sinks in at the wedding. Now you're dealing with reality. Engagement. It's all simcha. It's all looking to the future, all positive. So you have to do something l'zeicher Yerushalayim. What do we do l'zeicher Yerushalayim? We don't break glass, we break cheres. Why cheres? This pasuk. Because when Yirmiya came to say, you know, there's going to be a churban, the churban was expressed through the breaking of a piece of pottery, not through glass. And Arab, why do you break the glass? The reason why you break the glass is because it's expensive. Cheres is not expensive. Cheres is supposed to cost nothing. It's supposed to cost pennies. Glass, the Ikar HaDin, glass is supposed to cost a lot of money, and it's the Gilu Bira Adam. The main time, one of the other reasons is when you go under the chuppah, and now you're married, and now it's time to party, let's bring out the alcohol, and let the music begin. Wait a minute. Before they start playing Od Yeshama Bar Yehuda, the Gilu rejoice Bira Adam with trepidation. And therefore, we take something very expensive, white glass, and we shatter it. Just wasted $500 down the drain. It creates shockwaves in the person. The simcha has been dampened. That's, according to some, the ikar tam, why you break the glass. But we're all corrupt. We say, no, we sing at the time when you break the glass, we sing, that's also a new minute. They never used to do that until recently. Years.
Excuse me, that's from the Rishonim.
What, the sing?
Not to say it.
To say it? At the time you break the glass?
Yes.
Okay, I take it back.
It's in the Rishonim.
Okay.
Thank you.
They are just they're reestablishing what it used to say. So the Hasidim who yelled that they, you know, the thoughts like that, it's wrong because.
Okay, but this is also correct. Okay, now let's run through these psukim. Let's try the very easy. That's l'chein de'vapasigvav. L'chein de'afor hine yom bom minum Hashem. Days are coming. V'lo yikorei l'mokim azayin ha'toifes. You're no longer going to call this place the toifes. Toifes means the mound, like a pitcher's mound. The toifes. The gay Ven Hinnom and the valley of Ven Hinnom, Kim Gay Haharega. This area is going to be renamed the Valley of Death. Why? Because on this location, we're going to slaughter all of the Nevi'e Habal. Next, Uva Koisina. Here is a play on the words. Remember, he has in his hand a bakbuk, or for some reason, it's called a vakbuk. I always thought it was a bakbuk. Sardi with the vase, but here it says here a vak book with the vase. I'm going to empty out. Okay, I'm going to make void. Here they translated to make void. In the Mitsudo seal it says in reikus, to empty. Reikus means to empty out. Like a bak book, bak 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 bak, as it empties out, it makes the sound bak 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 bak. So I'm going to empty out es atzas Yehuda. I'm going to empty out the uniqueness. It's a very powerful pasuk. What makes Yerushalayim unique? What is the greatest commodity in this world? Think about it. What is the most valuable commodity? Eitzah v'soshiyah. People would pay, give all their money to seek counsel when they know for sure it's the right advice. Let's say Rachman looks at a person has a question, should he do surgery, not surgery? Or should he go to this doctor, that doctor, this procedure, that procedure? You don't know what to do. If you can go to a person who can tell you definitively, and you can be 100% certain that this is what you should do, you would do it. You would give all the money that you had. Because there's nothing more valuable. People have a dilemma. They send their children, they pull their hair out of their head. Which yeshiva should I send my child to? Should he go to this yeshiva? There's no way of knowing. The chaverim, the rebbeim, what's going to be in 5 years from now, how things are going to play out. And you're making major decisions. Getting married. Should I marry this girl? Should I marry this girl? Or should I get married altogether? To make decisions in getting married. If you can go to a person that can provide you with clarity, it's priceless. This is what the pasuk here says is what the value of Yerushalayim was. Yerushalayim was a place of Eitzah. A person had to make a decision in life. Where do you go? Where do you go? You go to Yerushalayim. And you go and you knock on someone's door and you'll find the person there that can give you clarity in making major decisions in life. And Hashem says, you know what the curse is? The ultimate curse? I'm going to empty out the Eitzah, the Koyach of Eitzah from Yerushalayim. You'll go to Yerushalayim and there will be desolation. There will be no one to talk to. And now you'll have to make decisions in life. You're going to be stuck. You're not going to know what to do. When you don't know what to do, it's more likely that you're going to make the wrong decision. I will empty out es atzas Yehuda, the council. the counsel, the beauty, the blessing of having a place of Eitzah, of Yehuda, the Yerushalayim, Bamakoyim Hazeh, on this gay, on this valley. Here's where death is going to happen. The Paltim Bacherev, they will fall by sword, Lufnei Oyvehem, before their enemies, Uvyan Bakshi Nasham, Vinasatias, Nilosam, Lamachol. Worse, there'll be no covered Hames. There'll be no burial. Lamachal, 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 it'll be food for fodder for the animals, Loif Hashemayim, Ulevehem Asarets, for the birds and for the animals. As we mentioned 2 weeks ago, why this order? Because the birds have a bird's eye view. They see where the good food is. And the animals, fascinating concept, the animals, they look up to the sky,
the birds,
and they see where the birds are going. And they know as a signal, if the birds are traveling in this direction, it must be because that's where food is to be found. Fascinating. Animals have enough sense, enough safety to know, to follow the birds to find their food. Next, the Sampi Yisrael Yisrael Lashama, I'm going to make this city, Lashama, a place of desolation. Velis, Velish Reka, a place of hissing. Okay, we mentioned yesterday. Shriek. People are going to hiss in shock. Call over Alecha Yishom. Anyone that passes will be in shock. The Yishroik. And will whistle Al Kol Makoy Seha in observing all of her wounds. Pasuk Tes Ve'achaltim Es B'sar B'nehem Ve'es B'sar B'nehem. I'm going to feed. I'm going to feed to the enemy. The enemy is going to consume the flesh of their children, of their daughters, and each man will eat up the flesh of his fellow man, in a siege and in pain. The first word means a siege. A matzor will be a terrible siege which will lead to starvation. Umatzoik means pain. It means misery. Asher, what?
These words are in the
text. Motzoik means pressing, to be pressed.
Or motzoik.
Yeah. It's a siege.
No, that's a motzar. A motzar is a siege. A motzoik means to be pressed. To be pressed. And it means pain. When a person is hard pressed, he's in a state of mental torture. Asher yotziku lohem oyveihem, their enemies will press, will torture them, will press against them. Muvakshei nafsham. Pasuk yud vishavarti. Now vishavarti. I'm sorry, vishavarti. And here comes Hashem. After you issue this statement, now I want you to do the visual presentation. There's the audio presentation, and then there is the video presentation. Put up the big screens. Have them all connected for all to see. Dishovarto habakbuk. Here's with the taka base, not a vase. Habakbuk leinehem leinehonoshim aharkim oisach. Break the container in the presence of the eyes of the people that are accompanying you. Pasuk yidal yamarto lehem koyma Hashem tzivakos elukocha. Likewise, eshbor, I will break esa om hazevi esu ir hazos kasher, just like Yeshbar, one breaks as kli hayoitzer. Asher, what's the key words here? It's already dry. It's already been put in the furnace. Asher lo yuchal lehei rafei od. There's nothing further you can do. Uvesoifes yikberu. And on this hill, on this mound that we're standing, is the source of the idol worship, the ultimate idol worship of human sacrifices. People will be buried. Me'ein makom likbar, until it comes to a point where there's no room to be buried. There will be so many dead, they'll start burying, but then they're going to give up because there's no longer any room. Keneser makom hazenu Hashem will yeshav to the inhabitants. L'chein l'seis sasoyah hazos kisoifes. I'm going to make the entire city, that not only will there be one valley that is like this, but the entire city will be similar to this toifes, this mound. Not only, he comes to explain that you all of the batim asher kitu al gago same, which they offer an incense on their roofs, l'chol tzva hashemaim v'haseich nesachim l'lohim acherim, and they poured the libations to the strange gods. Pasuk yudalid. Vayavo Yirmiyahu mehatoifes asher shalocha Hashem shom dinovei vayamod. He came. He returned from the toifes. Vayamod bechatzar beis Hashem vayomer el kol ha'am, and he said to the people, Koyamar Hashem tzevakos lekei Yisrael, hinni nevi esu el hu'ir hazos vi'al kol ha'onecha. Eis kol hora'a sher dibarti olecha ki hikshu es olecha. Why? Ki hikshu es arpon, because you've stiffened your necks. Levilti shemoya el devaroi, refusing, es devaroi, refusing to listen to my words. Okay, now let's go back and read all this very quickly. It's very simple. There's not much commentary. Pasik vav, starting with the Mitsudos David. Pasik vav, lo yikare, oz lo yikra, hatoifes. You're not going to call this toifes space, habamos. Kare hatoifes. The place where they erected the altar was called the toifes, the mound. Now, why is it called toifes? I always translate it as the mound. But the Radak, the Mitsudos is saying that's not the truth.
We've discussed another, right. Another explanation of this in the past.
Yeah, what do we say?
That means drum.
Yeah, that's what he says now. That's what he's saying right now.
But we've discussed this.
Right. So this is saying it's called why? Because they wanted to drown out the cries of the children that were being burnt to death. So karu toifes lefi shoyim makishim sham betufim. They would bang with drums. Lebal yishma ha'av benehimas haben. The father should not hear the crying of the son kishu nisrof when it's being burnt. The yichnu rachamav, and his compassion will be turned and will change his mind and prevent his children from being killed. Ben Hinom, it is the place of Hinom, Hagai, Sha'amad Bo, Beis Abamos, Kor is called Ben Hinom. Why is it called Hinom? Hinom means to cry, means to wail. Why is there wailing? Because the children are crying in pain as they're being burnt to death. Al Shem Nihimas HaBen HaNisraf. I guess it's Ben, the child is Hinom. The child is crying. Gei HaHarega, we're going to change the name. It's not going to be called Ben Hinom, it's going to be called the Gei, the Valley of Death. Ki Yiblu Shom HaRugim Rabim, everyone is going to be killed in this location. Uva Koisi, I'm going to empty out. Aroigain Atsosam. Aroigain means to empty out. Aroigain, which is the translation of Akoisi, their counsel, Ritsoyna Loimar, Loyimtsu Eitzo Lihinotzel. And I told you the drush. I told you the drush, which I'm very dear to my heart. That idea is it's that Yerushalayim is a place of Eitzo Visoshia. The Mitsudos is telling us the pshat, that there's not going to be, I'm going to pour out Eitzo, all of your plans of how to save yourself when the enemy arrives will be annulled, will be emptied out. Specifically the plan of Mitzrayim, your alliance, and Mitzrayim will come to your aid when Nebuchadnezzar arrives. You're going to see that your aid will melt away. Next, Na'achol kilo yikbru, you're not going to, there'll be no burial, they'll be eaten up by people, by animals, l'shamo, l'timoin, ulios, shorkin olera, it will be a place of astonishment. And when someone will pass this land, they will whistle. Bimotsar. People said exactly the same thing about 9/11. When they went to ground zero, you mentioned this, when they went to ground zero, when they saw the astonishing korban that happened on that location, people, you saw the reaction. And I tell you this, everyone said the same thing. Every politician that came down to ground zero, they all were misnabe besignun echot. Eine doime shmieleria. When you see it on the screen, when you see ground zero on the screen, so you see the images, you see the video, you have an LCD screen, it looks real, but when you see it in real life, ain't a doime. Bamatzar, besibas hamatzar yuchaseidin mimachol v'yochlu besar b'neim. Due to the siege, there will be starvation, and people will come to eat the flesh of their own children. Kocho eshbar. Yirmiyah, take the bottle, smash it, and make the following statement. Likewise, Hashem will smash this city. Kamo shenishbar habakbuk kein eshbar. Kasha yishbar ritzon lema kishviras kli yitzer asher yishbar mishein limso takon lasos hasholein. Just like someone who breaks an earthenware utensil, there is no solution. There's nothing that can be done to repair it. Cain, so to Yishover, Ha'om, V'Ha'ir, Mibli, Takana, the people will be broken, the city will be broken to the point where there is no solution. Uvis Toifes, and on this location, the Toifes, Haharugim, Yikvenu, B'Toifes, Harbe, Ma'od, there will become a burial ground until it comes to the point where they'll stop bearing because there's no room left. Pasuk Yibes Keneset Kmo Shemati Keneset B'Ketoifes on the Toifes Ritzon Olam Molo Harugim B'Toifes Shehim Meleya Maharuga Hayiladim the Harugim the dead will increase in number like the Toifes which is filled with dead children Meleya Maharuga Hayiladim Hamemusim LaAkum that were killed in honor of the idols. It's going to be a place of burial. All of your homes are going to be like the Toifes because of the sins that are done upon the homes, the offering to Avodah Zarah. Which homes? All of the homes which were used as a location to offer idols. Pasuk Yudale Lihinaveh Hanavua Kamu Lamala. Go and give over this prophecy. Vial Kol Areha Ha'arim Hasmuchim Laki Hikshu Laval Yuchlu Lihapach Haspaneim. The people have become extremely stubborn to the point where they can no longer turn their face. This is an expression. Okay, that is the Mitzudos. Let's see Rashi. Rashi starting with Pasuk Vav. There is no Vav. Pasuk Zayin Uva Koisi. I will empty out the ro kanti, lashon of reikon. Reikon is empty out. Lashon buko umivuka, pasik in Nachum to empty out. The al shein bakbuk shumidabrebo lokach lashon ekein. Rashi hits the nail on the head. The reason why we're choosing this unusual expression is because it's a play on the word of the bakbuk. Since this is the sugya of the bakbuk, that's why we're expressing it with these words. Uve matzayik. What is the matzayik? The matzayik is the siege lashon tsara. Kemaytzuk. Okay, that's what I told you before. This is the matzar. The matzar is the siege. The matzayik is the pain. The tsara.
Tsura v'tzuka.
Tsura v'tzuka. Say that again. Tsura v'tzuka. It's a synonym for tzara. Asher lo yuchal lirapei ha'am koi. The people will no longer be able to be healed. Aval ho'ir e'asek ha'soifes ve'atahir lo'asin. Now Rashi here adds something very, very interesting here into the pasuk. And he's saying, I don't know where Rashi gets this, is that the gay ven hinom will one day be restored. We go back to pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says v'shavarti habag. I'm sorry, pasuk Ashalo yuchali hei rofe. Where is that? That's not pasuk Yud Aleph. The Amarato. Yeah, this was Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph. Kasha yishbo eskli ayoytzer shalo yuchal lehei rofe. So he's saying that's only in regard to the people. There's no hope they're going to die, but the land, the day will come. The city, the day will come when the city will be purified. Avloir esek kisoifes. I will make the city like the soifes. The atahir leosin. I will purify it in the future. Okay, Yud Beis. Interesting Rashi. Hoyer hazos.
It's in parentheses. So
maybe it was deleted. That's not going to be purified.
I don't know.
Okay, pasuk Yud Beis. Hoyer hazos kisoifes. Kula malaya harugim. The entire city will be filled with the dead. Kemoy hatoifes shahargin b'bushames hayiladim lemoylech. That they offered the children to the Moloch. That's exactly what the Mitzuda said. Notice that Rashi exchanges Baal for the word Moloch. Because we mentioned this yesterday, in the Pasuk it does not say Moloch. We would expect it to say Moloch, but it doesn't. It says Baal, which is very strange. Because the gay Ven Hinnom was always associated with Moloch. Rashi, and indeed, he exchanges Baal for the Moloch. Okay, that's the end of Rashi. Let's do the Radak, and we'll stop. The Radak, starting with Pasuk Vav, Radak told us he does not need to explain very much, because it's self-understood. So Pasuk Zayin Uvakoisi, Inyan Reikos, to empty out. K'moy Boikeik Ha'aretz, Yonis Antirgim Va'akalkel, I will destroy. It's a different translation. I will destroy this land. I will destroy the Atzas. Okay, Pasuk Ches, Ma'koiso Choser Yud, in Pasuk Ches, where it says, V'sampi Yisrael Zos L'sham V'lishrei Ko, Kol Evo Elohim Yishom Yishrei Al Kol Ma'koiseho. There should be a yud after the saf, between the saf and the hay, seha, but it's missing, and it's no big deal. Kasha yishvar pasuk aleph perish kasha yishvar ish, just like if a person would do what I did and would shatter a utensil, the utensil cannot be repaired. The chenim yacharosh babikorim hachoresh, the same idea in the same expression. If a person were to plow with oxen, it's the same grammatical form. Okay, lehei rafei, it's no longer going to be able to be healed. Behei kamo ba'alef. Lehei rafei, normally refa'ini Hashem ve'ei rafei. And I think it's spelled with an aleph. So the question is, why here is it spelled with a hey? It's not a problem. It can be spelled both ways. Kamo ba'alef, above there, hasheila. And the word here, healing, is a borrowed expression because the bottle, the container cannot be repaired. The word healing is not necessarily the correct word. But in Echanami, we borrow the word. They repaired the mizbeach that was demolished. Same way there it's used, the bar expression here as well. Yeshayahu was the one that contaminated. He started the process of destroying. This was 22 years before the Korban. Asher Timu Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu, when he did Shuvah.
Yoshio.
Yoshio lived 22 years before the Korban, and when he did Shuvah, he contaminated the Toifes. He went and he tried to destroy it. But after he died, once again they started worshipping Avodah Zarah to the Toifes. Yud Gimel Hatmeim Tamo El Bote Yerushalayim V'El Bote Yehuda. The word Hatmeim is referring backwards to the homes of Yerushalayim V'El Yehuda, L'chol Abotim, Perish Bavur Kol Abotim, because of all of the sins that were taking place in the Batim, Oy Al Kol Abotim, Klaimar, Zeh, Shani Oymer Sheyu Bote Yerushalayim Bote Malchi Yehuda K'mok Matoifes. You know why I said this? Al Habotim Asher Kitu Al Gagosim Ani Oymer. I'm saying this because of the sins that took place upon the roofs of these homes. Koyamar Hashem Tzokos Elokei Yisrael Adoin Tzivokois Male Umata Ve'atzbiya Aleichem Tzivo Shemayim. So says Hashem Elokei Yisrael, who is the master of the hosts above and below, and I bring together the Tzva Mata. Hashem says, we describe it with Hashem's name. Koyamar Hashem Tzivokois. Why is Hashem called Tzivokois? Hashem gathers together the hosts mata, below, on this world. I'm not sure what that means. Elokei Yisrael, af al pishayim chayitim lefonai, v'yavdu lefam achirim elohehem, ani, I am still their God. Ki kulam loipashu bi, u'miksas hapoishim yachshu vohem, there are some people that will do tshuva. Hinni mevi, chasar aleph, it should say, mevi, after the beis, it should be an aleph, chasar aleph lamed, Hapoel me hakosov, we're missing the aleph. Hinini mevi, we're missing the aleph. The aleph, and that's why the creed is an aleph. Alright, let's finish up. Al kol orecha, ore Yehuda ki kulam hayu nismachos al Yerushalayim ki hi ho'em. Yerushalayim is the capital. And all of the cities which are all subordinate to Yerushalayim. Okay, so that concludes Perek Yutes, the sugya of the Bakbuk. Yirtz Hashem, now we go to the sugya of Pashchur ben Imer HaKohen. Gets violent. So Rabbi Yisai, you have to get permission from someone who's older than
parents.
Someone who's older than 18 years old has to accompany you tomorrow.